Why don't you wade in the water?
Why don't you wade in the water, children? Wade in the water. You know my God's going to trouble the water. Why don't you
step down in chilly Jordan, and the water came to my waist. Draught almighty, I stepped one more step down in Jordan, and the water came over my head, and I looked and saw a man standing on Zion's side, and he was making up a dying bed. Why don't you wait in the water? Why don't you wait in the water? Children, my, the water. You know my God. They took a little trip to the land of Babylon, Shadrach. Now Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, Shadrach. So he took a lot of gold and he made him an idol, Shadrach.
And then he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet,
oh yeah.
And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the flute, and he told everybody, when you hear the music of the horn,
great God, he said, you got to bow down and worship the idol, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down. You couldn't fool them with no golden idol, Shadrach. I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol. So the king put the children in a fiery furnace, and he heaped on gold and red hot brimstone. He made it 7 times hotter than it ought to be. The good book said he'd even burn up the soldiers the king had put there.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Whoa!
Then the Lord called an angel, and he gave him a couple of wings. But he came on down in the middle of the furnace and began to cool the flame. The children got so happy, they were strutting right through the fire, just laughing and talking about the power of the gospel.
Oh,
that old Nebuchadnezzar says, what's going on here? He saw the power of the Lord.
And they had a big time in the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah, Beiderbecke wrote those